Electric car owners here in the Northwest pride themselves on being green. But did you know the Nissan Leaf that just passed you on I-90 may be largely fueled by coal? It all depends on where you charge your car batteries. Seattle boasts 90% hydroelectric dam power. Mainly water, not coal, fuels the power of this city. But for Puget Sound Energy customers, including Mercer Island residents, coal-powered electricity is still number one. And the mayor of Mercer Island, Bruce Bassett, told David Hyde that concerns him.
Most people think that we're getting hydropower, which we think of as clean, renewable power. And to realize that we're getting our power from coal, it comes as a shock to folks to realize that.
Why?
We think of coal as the technology of the past and dirty source of power, not something that we would be using here. And yet we are.
What's the concern?
Mostly climate change, but it's certainly other things as well. The waste from the burning coal includes the sulfur gases, includes the fly ash that you get. So it's a messy technology and one that we think we ought to be off of.
What do you hear from constituents, folks on Mercer Island, about the issue?
I think most people still aren't even aware of the problem. And so talking to them about it comes as a surprise to them, too. Personally, I'm very concerned about it. I think that we have this fundamental responsibility to our children to deal with this problem. And it's not a short-term problem, it's a long-term problem, but one that we have to tackle.
Let's say I have an electric car and I live on Mercer Island and I want to plug it in, but I don't want to get PSE energy. What are my alternatives?
That's a great question. And the answer is we don't have an alternative in terms of the utility that provides our power. And so what we'd really like to have is an alternative in terms of where that power comes from.
What are you asking PSE to do?
PSE is faced with a decision about improving and maintaining into the future their coal fire capabilities. And our argument is simply that it's time to retire those power plants and shift to clean renewable resources rather than coal. So we'd like to see PSE take a concerted look at how they can shift off of coal.
What reaction have you gotten so far from PSE or from the state of Washington?
So we have a good relationship with PSE and have a lot of respect for PSE and the folks that we work with there. I think they are trying to do the right thing. The challenge they have, though, is that they have to work within the state rules and they have to be responsive to their investors. So the challenge, as we see it, is to get them to go above and beyond what's required to look to a clean energy future that works for all of us and still what can work for them. It's a responsibility we have to our children. And I think whether you're a Mercer Island citizen or a PSE employee, you have that same responsibility.
Bruce Bassett is mayor of Mercer Island. He also told David Hyde Mercer Island has a great relationship with Puget Sound Energy, and he wants to work with them to try to solve the problems. We contacted Puget Sound Energy for comment. So far, we haven't heard from them.